With its acquisition of the Everett Herald effective today and purchase of the Seattle Weekly last month, Sound Publishing now runs 40 newspapers in Washington State, more than any other publisher. The combined circulation, 629,000. Sound Publishing is owned by Black Press Limited. It's a Canadian company. Rick O'Connor is the CEO of Black Press Limited, and he joins us from Vancouver. Rick, thanks for taking the time.
Hello, yes, no problem.
What changes will readers of the Everett Herald see under your ownership?
Well, I don't think the readers will see any changes under our ownership that are evident to the reader. I mean, typically, our plan is to carry on at least with a business plan that is very similar in terms of the presentation that they currently have.
The current Everett Herald publisher, David Dadisman, wrote in the paper today that less than one-third of the total workforce will be unemployed as a result of the sale. Are you going to be cutting back on reporters and editors?
We don't really have any plans to touch the editorial or the sales or circulation departments at this time. I mean, most of the changes that we're going to be implementing are at the production side or the back end side of the business.
The Herald has aggressively pursued allegations of malfeasance against County Executive Aaron Reardon, and they contributed to Reardon's announcement that he's going to be resigning from that post. Are you going to assure Everett Herald readers that the paper will continue to be aggressive in covering government?
Well, I mean, I am the CEO of Black Press, and our philosophy is that we let our publishers and editors run their business and reflect the needs and concerns of each community. And in the case of Everett, it will be no different.
So at the Seattle Weekly, your other acquisition this year, people should expect it to look pretty much the same?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we found about the Seattle Weekly is when we bought it, they were run by a group with headquarters in Phoenix. And there was, a definite sort of approach that what they called corporate, which was the operations in Phoenix, kind of drove the agenda there. Our philosophy is a little different. Although our executive team is local in Seattle, essentially what they do is they want papers like the Seattle Weekly to really reflect a community, and we want to see a little bit more direction coming from the publisher and editor and staff of the Seattle Weekly as opposed to what somebody in Phoenix thinks about what's going on in Washington. And I really think that hurt that paper. And so, you know, really what you see now is a lot more of a local, you'll see a lot more local direction with the Seattle Weekly.
Rick, maybe you could give us an example of how you think the Phoenix ownership of the Seattle Weekly had a bad influence on the paper that will be not repeated under your ownership.
Well, for example, they had a controversy regarding Backpage.com, which was a classified website that carried advertisements dealing with escorts. And the local staff did not really want to carry that Backpage.com because the community quite clearly said they didn't want it. And so there is an example where I think, they lost some advertising from the city of Seattle, who took a strong stand on that. And, you know, quite frankly, if your readers don't want it, then why are you forcing it down their throat?
What's Sound Publishing's news niche? I mean, you mentioned that you want the editors and reporters at these papers to pursue what they're already doing. But is there an overarching news model that you're looking for with all of your publications here in Washington State?
Well, exactly. I mean, we're a local news and information company. We're not a national company. We cover a fairly large footprint now in Western Washington. We're stretching all the way out to Port Angeles on the Olympic Peninsula. And our philosophy is local. And we want to be the number one local provider of news and information in every community that we service.
You reach a substantial audience in Washington State. 629,000 is the combined circulation. Do you plan to have a uniform editorial stance on statewide issues, or is the editorial up to the individual papers?
No, we don't do that. We have a very large footprint, for example, in the province of British Columbia. We have well over 1.2 million. We have over 80 individual publications, and we don't do that here because really, we don't see that as our mandate. We see our mandate is to cover events locally, and to not dictate overall policy across, say, the breadth of all of the titles.
Rick, because you're aware pessimists say that the newspaper business is a dead man walking. It'll be supplanted by online delivery of news. Apparently you don't agree.
Well, no. I mean, you know, I think the question was asked of us, why did we buy the Everett Herald? Well, you know, truthfully, if you really understand the business, the Everett Herald as a printed paper is still an incredibly powerful medium, the number one medium for advertising and information in the county of Snohomish. And so there is nobody that comes even close to them in terms of their readership and the audiences that they deliver for their customers. And the reality is what's happened in our industry is that, and many other industries, I might add, is that the advent of the Internet has created the ability to run things differently and a lot more efficiently. In the case of Everett, we already have a printing plant. We already have a packaging plant. And so essentially we run our plants 24/7, and that's how we are, you know, creating those efficiencies. We have an accounting department that covers all of Western Washington. So when you put a more efficient and a better business model against a quality product like the Herald, which creates a great audience both in print and online, we just think that that long term is still a very good business model and a very good business to invest in. I mean, don't take it from me. I mean, Warren Buffett is doing the exact same things with Berkshire Hathaway. And the last time I checked, I think he was a pretty successful investor. So, I mean, we think the industry is being oversold. And quite frankly, I'm okay with people saying that, because as long as they think that, then we're going to get an opportunity to pick up more assets at bargain basin prices. So it's good. It works for me.
Rick O'Connor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Rick O'Connor is the CEO of Black Press Limited. They're the company that owns Sound Publishing. They're the company that runs 40 newspapers in our state, more than any other publisher. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.